This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. An Islamic State suicide bomber has struck a mosque packed with Shiite Muslim worshippers in northern Afghanistan. Friday's attack killed at least 46 people and wounded dozens in the latest security challenge to the Taliban as they transition from insurgency to governance. The regional Islamic State affiliate claimed responsibility and identified the bomber as a Uyghur Muslim. The claim says the attack targeted both minority Shiites and the Taliban for their purported willingness to expel Uyghurs to meet demands from China. It was the deadliest attack since foreign troops left Afghanistan at the end of August. A U.S. official says Americans will meet with senior Taliban officials for talks to ease the evacuations of foreign nationals and some Afghans from Afghanistan. The focus of the talks Saturday and Sunday in Doha will be holding Afghanistan's Taliban leaders to commitments that they would allow Americans and other foreign nationals to leave the country. The U.S. officials spoke on condition of anonymity because not authorized to speak by name about the meetings. The Biden administration has fielded questions and complaints about the slow pace of U.S. sanctioned evacuations from the Taliban-ruled Afghanistan. The United States and Pakistan have held difficult talks over the path forward in the Taliban-ruled Afghanistan at a time when relations between the two countries are shaky. The meeting on Friday between Washington's Deputy Secretary of State and Pakistani leaders came amid an array of unsettled issues. They include questions like the level of future engagement with the Taliban in Afghanistan. More at VOA News.